Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah.
How's it going, Ben?
I think that's my favorite part of the show.
Just introducing yourself?
Just saying my name.
You know, sometimes we do this every week, and sometimes I forget what I'm supposed to say. Like on the Life Report
you
and on Sci-Fi Christian.
You always forget what you're supposed to say,
man.
Weird. It's just creepy.
Bringing you theology at work.
At work speed.
Yeah.
We're not even sure what work speed is.
Practice this.
How's it going, Sci-Fi Christian community?
Hi, Sci-Fi Christian community. Ben, I'm sad for the Sci-Fi Christian community.
Why is that, Matt?
Well, sadly, well, good for
we
you.
Have happy and sad news.
It's the same thing.
But it's just temporary. Let's not get people panicking here.
We actually are calling an end to the Sci-Fi Christian.
No, we're not. Well, not even close.
Just for one week.
Sci-Fi Christian will live forever. But yes, next week, actually on Thursday, I am leaving for Israel.
Correct. So today is March 1st. We're recording this on Tuesday,
March 1st,
2011.
Yes.
And in 2 days, on Thursday,
March 3rd, 2011.
Yeah, you will be leaving.
For Israel. I will be gone for 10 days, and I will not be recording the Sci-Fi Christian while I am gone.
Correct. We were thinking about trying to have you Skype in and do it long distance, but you're going to be in Israel, man. I just want you to enjoy this awesome trip.
And I think the technical difficulties of that plus time difference. I mean, it's like we usually record when you get off work. Yep. Right now in Israel, it's 3 a.m. and yeah.
You wouldn't have woken up for the Sci-Fi Christian?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, it's going to be way better that you can just go there, enjoy it, and relax, not worry about anything.
Yep. So we'll for sure be off next week. I'm hoping that we can do a show the week after, but if life is just totally crazy and I'm way behind when I get back, we may wind up having a 2 week hiatus. So we will keep everyone posted, but for sure this week, and also this week, our show's maybe going to be a little bit shorter just because I got a buttload of packing to do.
You do. Actually, there's things scattered around here in Rebel Underground Studios.
Yeah, I'm so disorganized today. It's not even funny.
That's
usually
okay,
I'd like to have things cleaned up and ready for recording. Not today. The suitcase is open and there is crap aplenty.
It's all right, man.
Strewn about.
You're going to have an awesome trip, and we here at the Sci-Fi Christian look forward to hearing all about Israel when you get back.
You're speaking about yourself and the audience, or yourself as a plural?
Me and the audience.
Okay, that's better, because otherwise I'd be kind of creepy, but I appreciate the sentiment either way.
No problem.
So today, Matt, we are going to be talking about the sci-fi movies that we hate, hate, hate.
Yes, your catchphrase.
Yes, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
And we thought, should we do a countdown? But then we decided, no. Worst movies.
Bad movies don't deserve a countdown.
Yeah, they don't deserve a countdown. So we're just going to... I mean, I have a list of, I don't know, maybe 13 that I thought of that...
I have 31.
Yeah. So I think we have a lot of movies. I'm guessing we'll have some overlap.
Yeah.
So we're going to first tell...
And we have some listener comments, too, but we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
I know, but I'm just going to say we're going to first tell movies that are horrible, and then we're going to talk about some movies that are generally received as horrible, but we still like anyways.
Yes, movies that we like and all of you hate. And then you can write into us or call in at 612-4121-SFC.
Yeah, that's right. We just talked about that this morning. So I didn't realize that our call-in line actually had our initials.
I realized it because I set it up that way, and then I totally forgot about it until this morning.
612-4121-SFC.
How cool is that?
It's awesome.
Sci-Fi Christian call-in line.
Or you can email at sci-fi-christian-podcast.com.
You might want to put something on the front end of that.
Feedback. Feedback. Yeah.
Yes. If you just do at sci-fi-christian-podcast.com, it probably will not work.
Feedback at sci-fi-christian-podcast.com.
Thank you, Matt.
Let's get to some news.
Yeah, we have all sorts of news, so let's get to it.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Matt, you've got some news today, and then I have a few items. Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's kick it off.
Okay.
Josh Holloway, who is Sawyer from Lost.
Yes, how did I know you were going to seize on this one, even though this isn't sci-fi news?
It is. He's from Lost.
It's not.
Wait.
So you're saying...
Forever, any actor connected to Lost, I'll talk about.
You're saying that... Who's the guy who played Jack Shepard again?
Matthew Fox.
If Matthew Fox goes on a romantic comedy... That falls 100% outside of our genre. We're still going to talk about it.
I would briefly bring it up.
Dude. So they got groups for people like you.
Josh Holloway, who was Sawyer.
And padded rooms with long white coats.
Well, let me get to my news.
Okay.
So Sawyer from Lost has signed on to be a part of Community's two-part season finale this year. Community, which is one of my favorite sitcoms on NBC, is going to be featuring Sawyer.
That's nice. It's not a sci-fi show, though, is it?
Next thing on my list is there was an interview with Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo. He's going to be playing Hulk in Avengers.
Yes, there was a little bit of controversy about this a while back.
What do you mean, what controversy?
There was controversy that maybe he wasn't going to be doing the motion capture for mm-hmm. Hulk because there was some stuntman who had said something about how he was doing motion capture for it. I don't know.
But it's official.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo is doing it.
Yeah, and I always thought this was much ado about nothing when people were trying to raise unneeded controversy, which is why we did not talk about it here.
Exactly, but here's the cool thing. Mark said that, and I call him Mark because I, you know.
Mark. We're so close with all the stars now that we got our own podcast on the internet and everything.
Yeah, so Mark said that he's seen the motion capture. The Hulk looks exactly like him, or
of course
similar
it
to him, only of course green.
It's a Joss Whedon movie. Of course it's awesome.
So that's cool.
How is there any way this isn't going to be the greatest movie ever made?
You think so? It's going to be the greatest movie?
It's Joss Whedon and the Avengers.
Better than Dark Knight?
No.
It's Joss Whedon. Better than Inception?
No, I'm just so psyched because I love Joss. This has to be like every single week I have to proclaim my love for Joss Whedon. Joss, I love you, man.
I just found out this morning that one of my coworkers also likes superhero movies. So I went on a rampage of news about all the movies that are coming out. I cannot wait.
Did you tell her about the Sci-Fi Christian?
I told him not about the Sci-Fi Christian.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I probably should tell him eventually.
Yeah, totally.
It didn't come up in conversation.
it's how can that not come up in conversation? You're talking about superheroes, man. That's what we do.
I guess that's true. I have more news, but do you want to go first?
Okay. I have a few items here, and then we'll get to some Dark Knight news. Dark Knight Rises news, excuse me.
Correct.
Later on at the end of the segment. But first thing up is that Wolfgang Petersen, who is the director of such craptastic movies as Troy and Poseidon.
Oh, both bad.
Yeah, I didn't even see Poseidon, but Troy was.
Hang on. Troy's not really a sci-fi movie.
I now have 32 movies.
Troy is not sci-fi.
Yeah, it's fantasy, epic man. Fantasy. It's fantasy.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It fits with, it's genre fiction.
What about Poseidon?
That was just some stupid strip. Yeah, it doesn't count.
That was bad.
Yeah, and Air Force One is okay, but Wolfgang Petersen overall, not a great director. And he has signed on to direct a book that is also not great, but okay, called Old Man's War.
Never heard of it.
I read this book a number of years ago when it first came out. It's actually not terrible. It's by John Scalzi. The basic premise is that there's a bunch of old geezers who get drafted into a war against aliens, and they have their bodies turned in so that they're young people again in return for service or something like that. It's kind of an interesting premise. The book was decent. The sequel is horrible. And
the
movie
will likely be horrible.
I'm guessing the movie will be horrible. Hmm. But we will review it in full if it gets made. But here's why I'm happy about this news.
Okay.
For a long time, Wolfgang Petersen was attached to direct one of my favorite movies, Ender's Game.
Oh.
Or one of my favorite books, Ender's Game.
Yes.
And so this would pretty much confirm that he is off that project entirely.
Thank goodness.
Hooray!
And the people from Fringe.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple
Kurtzman
weeks ago.
And are probably going to do it.
Yeah,
so
Ender's Game in safe hands, out of the horrific grasp of Wolfgang Petersen. Go away, Wolfgang. You are not wanted.
This is good news. I'm glad you shared that.
This is good news. And then next, kind of the biggest piece outside of Dark Knight Rises news, which is, of course, always the biggest news of the week, mm-hmm. Viggo Mortensen and Daniel Day-Lewis are both up to potentially play General Zod in Man of Steel.
How do you feel about General Zod and Ursa being a part of this movie?
I know nothing about them, but I'll tell you how I feel about Daniel Day-Lewis or Viggo Mortensen being a part of this movie. Oh man, that would be sweet.
And this would be the thing that would put you over the edge on, because you right now are not looking forward to Superman, right?
I'm looking forward to it because Team Nolan's involved. Okay.
So,
and Zack Snyder. I like Zack Snyder quite a bit.
So it's shaping up to be possibly okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis, even in bad movies, is still amazing.
Do you know who the character General Zod is? You know the general
idea? Very, very little.
The general idea is there was three prisoners in the Negative Zone, or is it Phantom Zone?
Yeah, aren't they at the beginning of the first Superman movie?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But they're the bad guys in the second one, I think.
Right, I knew they were in the second one.
Anyways, they come to Earth, and so they're actually Kryptonian, so they also have the same powers as Superman, only they're evil villain. Well, they're actually, they're just, it's as if we had criminals that were in jail, only their jail saved them from extinction, and now they're hardened criminals on the streets of Earth.
Yeah, so, I mean, that sounds cool to me.
It sounds lame to me.
What?
The actors are good, but I don't want more Kryptonians. It's cool because Superman is the last son of Krypton.
This goes right to one of my points about Superman. He's so powerful, no one can beat him. Well, now you put him on equal terms with somebody. That's cool. Now he's matched toe-to-toe with his equal. Well, this is cool.
The person's not necessarily equal. They're
no, but it's more equal than a human.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I like the idea of Superman being a unique entity. There is no other. It's not like tons of people from Krypton are hanging on Earth. That's why.
Yeah, but would you rather have him go back to Lex Luthor again?
No, I don't want him to go to Lex Luthor. I'd like to see Darkseid be on the movie. I'd like to see.
Isn't it Darkseid?
Well, I think it's spelled with an E, but I always say Darkseid, like Darth Vader.
I think it's Darkseid.
I could be wrong. And I would like to see Brainiac be brought to life.
Now, of what the little I know about Superman villains, I'm glad it's going to be Zod. I think this sounds cool.
I'm sure it will end up being good, because if somebody would have told me Scarecrow was going to be one of the main villains in Batman Begins,
I like Scarecrow.
I would have said, that sounds lame, yeah. But then I'm glad it was.
In Nolan, we trust.
Yeah, I know.
In Nolan, we trust.
So, speaking of...
Oh, but Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, have you seen There Will Be Blood?
I knew you were going to ask that. No, I haven't.
Oh, have you seen Last of the Mohicans?
Oh, yes, a long time ago.
He's so great in that movie. And then what's the... Even, I didn't like this movie, but he's incredible in it, Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I thought it was a bad movie.
I thought it was okay.
Didn't do it for it. But his performance in that movie is unbelievable. Daniel Day-Lewis is possibly the greatest actor working today.
I think he was in a musical recently called Nine.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Me either. But speaking of Viggo Mortensen, the other actor up for the role, he's also in another movie that I think our audience would be interested in called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, yeah.
But he's actually officially in it. He's fighting for it. Or he's in the running, I should say. So... He's not literally fighting.
I just had this image of Aragorn fighting outside the studios trying to get in.
So I think if he gets that role, that's really going to depend on if he ends up in Superman. Between Daniel Day-Lewis and Viggo Mortensen, I'd prefer Viggo Mortensen myself.
Not me.
Really.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I love, don't get me wrong, Viggo Mortensen, I would be so excited to have him in this role. But Daniel Day-Lewis is in another class altogether when it comes to actors. He is incredible.
Either one would be good.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I don't feel strongly about either.
You need to watch There Will Be Blood, and you will be convinced that Daniel Day-Lewis is the greatest actor working today.
Really? That's how you feel?
Yeah, he's that good.
Better than Ben Stiller?
Yes. Even better than Will Ferrell.
I was just trying to think of any. He was just the first actor that came to my head.
Now, Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves is up there, too.
Keanu Reeves is going to be appearing on my list of worst movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, let me rush through my last few things here.
That was a joke for anyone who didn't catch up on it. Keanu Reeves could act his way out of a wet paper bag. The man is terrible.
But he is awesome in Matrix.
Did you know that he... Yeah, his character is, but, like, listen to his dialogue in that movie or in any movie. He answers every line he says as if it's a question. So he's like, I am Neo? I must save Morpheus?
I don't think that's true.
It's true. Listen to the movie. It's like every single line he says, it sounds like he's asking a question. It's pathetic.
Maybe that's his key to acting.
Yeah, it's he thinks he's on Jeopardy or something.
Did you ever see Constantine?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I didn't see it.
I have...
I don't know why I even brought it up.
The first volume of the graphic novel it's based on, Hellblazer, okay. Which once I read, I will loan to you, because it looks awesome.
Cool.
It's from Vertigo.
Thank you.
And we love books from Vertigo.
This news that I have next, which is my last piece of news, is not anything... It's not... I mean, people probably know this already, but Nathan Fillion...
Oh, yeah.
Is being the voice of Green Lantern in a new animated Green Lantern movie.
I didn't know that, but I just got excited when you said Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, I like him.
And he's another guy I love.
Yeah, I brought it up just because he's a great actor. Firefly was awesome. I don't know if it's really like... It's not like breaking news, because I'm sure people have heard.
Speaking of Nathan Fillion, though, we talked last week about his... the whole Help Nathan Buy Firefly thing that's going on.
Have you heard anything about that?
They have had 100,000 people pledge donations towards this.
When I brought it up last time, I meant to invite our audience to also go ahead, find the Facebook page, and join this fight, because this would be great.
Yeah, and just to clarify what this isn't people actually donating money. It's people pledging donations if something actually got, like if Joss Whedon got on board and said, okay, let's raise money, and actually started a campaign. 100,000 people have pledged money towards the campaign, which that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Firefly, almost 10 years later, still has a huge following. And do you know why? Because it is the greatest show ever created that I have no words to express how much love I feel towards Firefly.
Here's how strongly I feel about Firefly. You know I like Lost. Yeah. But if Firefly had had a chance to really tell its full story,
it would have been better than Lost.
It might have been better than Lost.
It would have been better than Lost.
I was just going to say, it might have been.
I mean, that show is perfect. I'm going to start crying because I love that show so much. This is just like pathetic geek moment here, oh my gosh, I love Firefly.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, Joss Whedon is just a god among men. And the fact that his shows keep getting canceled, Dollhouse gets canceled, Firefly gets canceled, Cabin in the Woods won't get distributed.
It won't?
Not yet. We're still hopeful, but okay. It still hasn't officially gotten distributed. It's like, there is no justice in the world for Joss Whedon. This man is the greatest filmmaker alive today, and why can't he get his stuff made? Quit canceling him, Fox!
I know.
You're killing me!
He probably will never go back to Fox, do you think?
I just need to calm down here for a second. If you haven't checked out Firefly or Joss Whedon, you need to watch Firefly, you need to watch Dr. Horrible, you need to watch Buffy.
Deal.
Do it now.
Deal. Yes. Let's hit our news segment.
Okay, we've got some Dark Knight Rises news, and as was suggested to us by our good friend Daniel Butcher, we have a new theme song for Dark Knight Rises news.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
All right, so Anne Hathaway has confirmed yesterday,
once and for all,
that she is playing not only Selina Kyle, but Catwoman.
Yes, this is great news. It's good to finally clarify, are they saving Catwoman for down the road, or is she going to be Catwoman in this movie?
I mean, totally. And there was a lot of speculation that she was only going to play Selina Kyle, like you said. I never quite bought that. I thought for sure that Christopher Nolan was going to bring in Catwoman for this movie, but you could never quite tell.
Yeah, you never know for sure. So, yeah, I thought it was an interesting debate on whether or not she would be Catwoman, so I'm glad to know, yes, she will be. So that means we have Batman, Catwoman, Bane, possibly the appearance of Falcone's son, that's unconfirmed. Yeah. Who am I missing?
Oh, I think
Robin.
No. Batgirl. No. And then, of course, Alfred and all those guys.
Yes. So
possibly Talia al Ghul.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because we don't know who Marianne Cotillard is playing.
I would rather that character appears than Catwoman. Although, I mean, I guess I have no choice at this point.
Catwoman's going to be great. I'm so happy about this news.
Yeah.
Every week we find out a little something that makes this movie even better.
Every single week. I mean, we talk about Dark Knight Rises almost every week here.
Yeah, last week we were assured that Bane isn't going to be like the Batman and Robin version. This week we find out that Catwoman's actually going to be in the movie, which would have been kind of lame if it had only been Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
But in Nolan, we trust, so I would have been good with it.
Good.
And then we have one other thing here. I want to play this for the sake of amusement. Christopher Nolan at the Oscars this week was caught on the red carpet and was asked a few questions. If you've got some burn, and including some stuff we've talked about, the whole issue of is he going to continue as a producer is one of the questions he gets asked here.
All right.
So you ready to hear the answer to this?
I'm ready.
Everybody's dying to know the inside secrets to Dark Knight Rises. Christopher Nolan reveals all. Kind of.
You're about to start production on Dark Knight Rises, which I know you will tell me nothing about, but let me ask you this.
Love that.
Batman Begins, about fear. Dark Knight, about escalation. What is the theme of the Dark Knight Rises?
Wow, that's a tricky one. I don't have an answer for you today. I'm going to have to really think about that.
But. Oh, come on. Well, tell me this. Why was Tom Hardy and Anne Hathaway the actors for these particular roles? Was that a difficult choice? Were they no-brainers?
Gosh. Once you see the film in 2012, you will completely understand why they were the perfect choice for those characters.
Okay, last question, and then I'll let you go, I promise. This is definitely it, though. This is the last Batman you feel you will ever do.
Yes.
Would you ever consider producing someone else with Christian in the part and letting someone else kind of take the reins, or is it your baby?
Well, I'd say this. We're very much excited about really finishing a trilogy and giving the conclusion to our story. That's what we're doing.
Wow.
He officially answered no questions.
He talked for a minute and said nothing. Christopher Nolan, you have a career in politics.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. I would like to know the answers to those questions, especially the theme one. That was a great question.
Yeah, and his whole answer to the second one, that when the movie is released, you will understand. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's hysterical. Yeah. I watched that interview today, and it totally amused me, and we had to play it because it's completely devoid of any real news, but yeah. It's Christopher Nolan talking about the movie, and that's always cool.
That is good.
All right, Matt, should we get to our main topic? Are you ready to talk about crap?
Absolutely.
Crap-salutely. Here come the worst movies ever made.
That was good. Ben.
Matt.
I'm just going to throw out the very first one.
Wait.
Because...
We got something to play first.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Because this topic was suggested to us by our good friend, Skip Crust.
Hey, Skip.
And by the way, if you have a topic we want to hit, and we will get to another one.
That you want us to hit. Not that we want to hit. They don't know.
Oh, yeah. Then, which, by the way, we'll get another one in listener feedback from Colin. He had a suggestion for us.
He called in?
No, he had a email.
Yeah. Colin.
Well, he's in the UK. Yeah. It might be expensive to call. It might be expensive.
But you could send in an MP3 file because...
Or Skype.
Yeah, because I've read your emails through the feedback. Well, actually, Ben's forwarded them to me because he receives all of our feedback at scifichristianpodcast.com emails. But it would be cool to hear your voice because, as an American, I think it's cool to hear an accent from the UK.
Totally. That's the other reason I had to play the Christopher Nolan interview.
Yeah.
But this is from Skip, and we wanted to, before we kind of steal Skip's thunder and list off some of these movies, I wanted to give Skip a chance to list. He had 5 plus an honorable mention for his worst sci-fi movies of all time.
Hey guys, this is Skip Crust calling. I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted to call in and give you my top 5 worst sci-fi movies ever. I had to spend some time and narrow this down because I'll be honest, there are so many terrible ones that are out there that I had to narrow down to only 5. Actually, I've got an honorable mention, which I'll give you last. I'll start with the 5th worst sci-fi movie ever, in my opinion, The Chronicles of Riddick with Vin Diesel. Don't know if you guys saw this movie, but it was awful. In all seriousness, you can prevent the sun from killing you by sprinkling a little water over you. Are you serious? And besides, Vin Diesel just likes to blow stuff up, so I guess there was some value in it, but it was a terrible movie. Terrible movie. Number 4, Planet of the Apes, the 2001 version with Marky Mark Wahlberg and his monkey bunch. I love the original movie because it was so, well, original. This one is stupid. It has plot holes everywhere. Even if the makeup was amazing, it didn't make up for the horrible acting. Mostly I was disappointed in the movie because I had hoped that Tim Burton would do justice to a sci-fi classic, and it was just awful. I wish that I had could get that 2 hours of my life back. Number 3, Johnny Mnemonic with Keanu Reeves. I don't know how he landed the role in Neo after playing Johnny Mnemonic. He supposedly got information planted in his brain, but in my opinion, he's got the personality of a dead fish. In the words of the co-host Ben DiBono, I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. Number 2, another Keanu Reeves movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Oh, this was awful. It was a terrible movie, terrible actor, horrible plot, and it destroyed the sci-fi classic movie. It's worthy of the most terrible sci-fi movie ever, but it is second only to Catwoman, the number 1 worst sci-fi movie ever with Halle Berry. It's easily the worst superhero movie of all time. Most people will say that Halle Berry is easy on the eyes, but watching her jump from rooftop to rooftop in spiked heels and a bra was not my idea of a good movie. And since when does Catwoman have superpowers, I'm asking? Never. It was like the guys didn't even read the comic books. So those are my top 5. I will give an honorable mention, which I posted on the Facebook page, The Shape of Things to Come, from 1979, the Jack Palance version. But and it was a bad movie, but in light of those 5, it didn't even make the top 5. So thanks, guys. Great show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you, Skip.
That was an amazing call.
You know, actually, you know, I was
laughing through all of it. That was great.
That was hilarious. Skip, that was so funny.
Okay, Marky Mark Wahlberg and his monkey bunch. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second. Skip, I know you will. Did you really write those lines, or did you find that online?
It was so good.
That was great, Skip.
Skip, you were brilliant there.
And I think it's Johnny Mnemonic.
Probably, but it's better to make fun of the name. Yeah.
So he had a very good list, and some of his choices were on my list.
Yeah, I actually don't have Chronicles of Riddick on my list because I didn't finish it. Oh, and one of my criteria is that I have to have watched the entire movie.
Oh, that's a great criteria.
Yes.
You know, the interesting thing about that movie is that they wanted to do like a trilogy of movies, and they didn't release all three.
There's Pitch Black was okay.
Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, and then the third one, I think it's called Babylon AD. Is that connected?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not connected.
I've never seen it, so I guess I've never seen any of these movies, but are you sure?
That's yep.
Not, okay. I heard that they were looking to make like a group of movies called the Chronicles of Riddick.
They were, but the third one never got made. Now, the one point I might have of disagreement with Skip is his contention that Catwoman is the worst superhero movie of all time.
You still think Batman and Robin?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen Catwoman, so I can't say for sure.
I have seen it, and it is very, very bad.
You've seen Batman and Robin as well.
Actually, that one is... This is strange, and similar to what you said about Chronicles of Riddick, I've never been able to finish Batman and Robin, and I love Batman. You guys know that.
Yeah. You have it, don't you?
I own it. I've just never finished it.
Yeah, so...
I should probably watch it when you're gone, because I'll have nothing else to do.
Right. that can be what you do instead of the show next Tuesday.
Yeah, just watch Batman and Robin.
Yes, but it's hard for me to... I mean, I'll take Skip's word for it that Catwoman's a bad movie, and I'm not disputing that at all. Don't get me wrong. Not defending Catwoman.
Right.
But I just have trouble believing that it's worse than Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin, we'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
But that's a bad movie, man.
I mean, let's wait until we get to the list.
His other one on there?
I wrote it down. Catwoman. Day Earth. The
and
day
I didn't see that one.
I did see that one, and I don't want to talk about it now.
We'll get to it.
Johnny Mnemonic, Planet of the Apes, which is the Tim Burton remake of 2001.
Yeah, that was bad.
Chronicles of Riddick, and Shape of Things to Come, which I've never even heard of.
No. And then we have some others that we'll list at the end from Facebook. But let's get to some of ours. So here's
did you say you wanted to read Collins?
No, that's listener feedback.
At the end, okay.
That doesn't have anything to do with bad movies. So we'll get to that later.
All right.
So what I did is I have 32 movies on my list.
Okay.
I have them broken down into four categories. I'm very organized tonight.
Very organized.
The first category are movies that I hate, but I still might watch. And you'll understand why when I get them. They're maybe part of a series that I like or something, but you need to watch them for continuity's sake or something along those lines. They're movies that I don't like, but I would still watch them again.
Okay.
The second tier are movies that I really, really don't like and wouldn't want to watch again, but if I had to, you know, if I was on a plane or something, they were showing them, I'd sit down and watch it to pass the time or whatever. If they show any of these movies on my flight to Israel, I will watch them for the sake of getting through the flight. Tier three are movies that I hate and have no desire to ever see again. And finally, tier four, when we get there, the worst of the worst, movies where every single copy should be rounded up and burned for the good of humanity.
Wow, you are very specific.
Yes, I am.
I Googled this topic to kind of get my mind going and then thought of some other movies and looked through my personal collection.
I literally went through a list of every sci-fi and fantasy movie from the last 20 years.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
Which, by the way, since we do have some people who maybe have more knowledge of movies from the 70s, 60s, 80s, if, you know, older listeners, we're younger guys, and so like most of my movies are from 90s and 2000s, okay. Just because that's what I watched growing up.
Ben, I have a request.
Yes, sir.
Since I have a lowly 13 movies.
Yes.
Should I just read mine first, since I'm guessing they're probably all going to be on your list?
Sure. Go for it.
Do you want to go back and forth? Or
no, you go for it, and I'll enjoy reacting, and I'll see if there's any I radically disagree with or need to add to my list.
I probably won't have that much to say about most of those. There's two on this list, so I heard that you said you've seen every one of these movies that you put on your list.
Yes.
I put two on my list that I've purposely not seen because I've heard so much bad about it.
Yeah, I have a couple like that I want to mention, but they're not part of the official list.
Maybe I should mention mine, too, that I haven't seen yet.
Okay, how about we start with movies we haven't seen? We'll go back and forth here.
Okay.
So you give me yours first.
I haven't seen The Happening.
Oh, yeah.
And you've told me.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so, so bad.
The Crappening.
Are you just going to add crap in front of every word that you say tonight?
Yep. That's the theme.
Crapsolutely.
Crapsolutely.
So, The Happening. 2008. You think worst M. Night Shyamalan movie ever made?
Oh, you could almost take the M. Night Shyamalan off the front of that and just say worst movie ever made. It was bad. That one we'll get to when I get to tier four.
Okay. The next movie I've never seen, but Okay, so I've heard so much bad about this movie, I wanted to see it. Until recently, my friend BJ McElrath watched it and just confirmed it is horrible. A movie from 2000 called Battlefield Earth.
Oh, that is also on my list. I've seen it.
Is that tier four?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I've heard, like I said, so many people have said it's horrible. It actually intrigued me, but I just couldn't. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to at this point.
Battlefield Earth is unbelievably bad.
This is actually recognized across the board as one of the worst movies ever made.
That one is down there with Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Like, that's seriously, that's how bad it is.
I would actually like to hear, do you have, you obviously, since you have a tier four, you have kind of a top five, your least favorite ever?
Let me see how many, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have six
okay,
in tier
four. I'm really excited to hear which ones you really hate. So,
yes.
Those are the two I haven't seen. Why don't you go ahead and give me your two, the ones you haven't seen.
Only one, because I didn't actually write it down, but the one that I'm thinking of is Starship Troopers.
Okay.
Here's the reason why I will never watch this movie, and I'm 99% sure I would hate it.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the book. I love, love, love the book. It's one of Robert Heinlein's best novels, probably his best novel. Robert Heinlein, of course, is a classic science fiction author, for those of you who need to be edumacated about that. But this, the reason I won't watch this movie is Paul Verhoeven, or however, the guy who made RoboCop, whatever his name is and however you pronounce it, he is on record as saying that he read one chapter of the book, decided he hated it, and stopped reading it, and then went and made a movie about it.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
So basically, he completely ignored the book, made a crappy movie that is pretty much gotten universal bad reviews. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm going to like this movie.
I will not
watch it on principle, because I respect the book. I think it has some important things to say, and the fact that the director couldn't even take the time to read it, and it's only like, it's less than 200 pages. So we're talking, you could sit down and knock this thing out in five or so hours of reading.
That's horrible.
At the most. And he couldn't take the time to do that? That's pathetic. I mean, that is beyond pathetic. I don't care how much you don't like the source material. If you're going to make a movie out of it, you owe it to the author and the fans of that book to sit down and read it.
So what does the author think about this?
He's dead.
Oh, well, then he's fine
not
with
much.
It.
But I'm not dead, and I am raging mad about this. I will never watch that movie because it looks crappy. Well, oh, then, and the other one I'll put on here, Transformers 1 and 2.
You've never seen Transformers?
Never seen them.
Oh, you should.
No, I hate Michael Bay.
If this is, because actually I got to add this to my list of movies that I like that other people don't like. I super like the Transformers movies.
There is no way I would enjoy these movies.
I don't see how you can't if you like just good mindless fun. Oh,
yeah,
you like mindless fun.
I don't.
You like mindful fun.
Yes, and that's one of the points I want to make about this is that we go down this list. All these movies are crap in part because they don't have anything to say to us. They don't have anything deep to say. So this is kind of the Christian tie-in for the sci-fi Christian.
Okay, there we go.
This is our philosophical tie-in.
And our fake philosophical tie-in.
Yeah, because we just needed a fun, quick show tonight because I didn't have time to do show prep because I'm going to Israel.
I predict that we actually have a full-length episode tonight. What are we at right now?
We're over half an hour. but part of this is legitimate, though, that most of these movies, the vast majority of them, really have nothing to say. They're just aiming for cheap, mindless fun, a quick buck for the studios, rather than actually saying something deep to us, which is what art is supposed to do. Art is supposed to be reflective. It's supposed to help us examine our humanity. All of these movies fail at this task because they suck.
I'd like to say at this point, before we go further, that we're going to be probably giving spoilers in the movies that we talk about, but it's okay because we're telling you, don't watch these movies.
Yeah, don't watch these
movies. Save your time.
Yeah.
So just be aware of spoilers as we continue.
Yep.
I thought about it at the first of me going through my whole list, and then I thought, if you have 32, you're going to be talking for a long time without me. So
okay.
Let's take some turns.
All right. Do you want me to start with tier one, and then maybe you can read a few?
Let's do it.
Okay, so tier one. These are movies that I do watch. I own several of them, and I have four I own two of them out of the four on mm-hmm. here. They're not horrific movies, but I still hated them.
Okay.
First one is The Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, what? I love Matrix Reloaded.
And here is why. Matrix Reloaded takes the legacy of the first movie and craps on it, since that's our word of the night.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the first hour of that movie is so boring. The stupid kid who's running around with Neo is just idiotic. The Mr. Smith stuff was somewhat entertaining, but overdone. Everything in this movie just completely fails. Notice I don't have Revolutions on here. This is just Reloaded.
Okay.
We'll talk about Revolutions later.
Okay.
And you might be surprised what I have to say about it.
Well, it's obviously worse than if it's in a different tier, you must hate it.
It's not in a different tier.
Oh, it's okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. A little preview there. But Reloaded, I think I still watch it and I still own it because I have all the Matrix movies, and overall the trilogy is good. But this one is by far my least favorite in the trilogy, and I more or less hate it.
I like them in order of release, but when I do watch Reloaded over, I skip most of the beginning of the movie. I start in the middle and then watch it from there on. So
yeah, that works.
Okay.
And then my other three here, I'll just go through quickly. X-Files, I Want to Believe. I love the X-Files. Hated this movie.
What, did you like Fight for the Future?
Yeah, the first movie. Yeah, but this movie, as a continuation where it's like 10 years after the series ended and they come back with just nothing. It's just a crappy movie. It was stupid. It was pathetic.
I love the X-Files, and I haven't yet watched this movie.
Yeah, I will probably own it just because I'm a completist at some point. I haven't bought it yet, but I have the entire series on DVD. I have Fight the Future. Mm-hmm. So I will probably buy this at some point just as a completist, but horrible movie. Prince Caspian.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I love Chronicles of Narnia, and this is a terrible adaptation.
Well, I like Narnia. I like the support. So.
Prince Caspian should not have a French accent. I really didn't like this movie. The first Narnia movie was okay. I have yet to see Voyage of the Dawn Treader. I thought Prince Caspian was terrible.
I just saw Dawn Treader with my youth kids.
Yes.
And I liked it.
It got a good review. I heard about it from some of the people who went, and they enjoyed it. I'd be open to seeing it.
Good.
But Prince Caspian was terrible. And then the final one in this is the one and only Phantom Menace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example of a Tier 1 movie. I watch it because it's part of the series. You have to watch it as part of watching Star Wars. But horrible movie. It the plot makes no sense. The acting is horrific. Jake Lloyd is an idiot. And Jar Jar Binks, the less we say about him, the better.
Has Jake Lloyd been in any other movies recently?
Jingle All the Way. recently. Yeah,
because his acting was so bad. I don't even know how it made it to the screen.
No, even somebody who's a good actress, Natalie Portman's a pretty good actress, is terrible in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she just won an Oscar this last weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie that she was in, but she must be good because she won an Oscar for it. But she's horrible in this movie. Nothing in this movie works. Midichlorians. That's my Star Wars way of saying I hate it.
I would never tell Natalie Portman she's horrible in anything. I hope to have her on the show someday.
Uh-huh. Live in studio, please.
So,
speaking of which, Skip was saying on his, this is the other thing I wanted to say, is that he had said Halle Berry's easy on the eyes. Not to me.
You don't like Halle Berry?
I think she's an ugly woman.
Oh, that's sad. I mean, she's not my favorite, but
she's not horrific,
she's
not but ugly. No. Who's your favorite? Should we do that top five show sometime?
Next to the Sci-Fi Christian.
top five hottest actresses.
Don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe we can do that in the Life Report.
Yeah, there you go. I just don't get the attraction to Halle Berry, but this isn't the female report.
It is not.
So moving on, give me some of yours.
All right. I'm gonna first off start with the ones that Skip named that are on my list. Catwoman was on my list.
You have seen it.
I have seen it.
And it is as bad as we've all heard.
He was actually right. It does not follow any sort of comic continuity. In fact, the character's name, I can't remember the full name, but it's Patience something. It's not Selena Kyle.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's somebody different. So, not good. I like superheroes movies, and this was very bad.
It takes a lot for you to hate a superhero movie.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because the next movie I'm going to name was not on Skip's list, but I think it's a good time to say it. There's a superhero movie that came out that people were saying was bad, but I thought, no, I got to see it. It's superhero. It was called The Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
This is one I can't make my list because you loaned it to me. This is funny because you loaned it to me because you bought this movie.
I bought it at one of those like the movie rental places that are going out of business. So I think I paid $1 or $2.
Which is fine because it was cheaper to buy it than to rent it. So justified. But you loaned it to me in hopes that I wouldn't give it back.
Yeah, I don't want it. I hate this movie.
And it couldn't be on my list because I did not finish it.
I can't recommend it. I hate The Spirit.
It's a terrible movie.
So you did see part of it.
Yeah.
It's very, very bad.
Oh my gosh. It is unreal how bad this movie is.
It
makes no sense.
I mean, I just would never want to ever view it again.
I think Frank Miller was doing some serious, serious illegal substances while making this movie.
So, The Spirit. Do not watch The Spirit. All right, the last one I'm going to say before we move on is The Day the Earth Stood Still. I rented that shortly after it came out. Excited to see it, actually, because I thought, I heard of the old movie. I was excited to see the remake. it was as bad as Skip said. This is a very, very bad movie.
Yes. I have not seen it. I avoided it because I heard it was terrible, and I never will see it.
Don't see it.
All right, so you ready for my tier two?
Yes.
A few of these I will go over quickly because we have talked about them before on the show, and a few of these I think will surprise you that they're on my hate list. So first one, Spider-Man 3.
I don't hate Spider-Man 3.
I really despise this movie. Part of the reason I hated it so much is that I love the second one. And if I love a movie, and then the sequel to it is just terrible, that makes me hate the sequel that much more. Because it takes something good and then just ruins it.
Okay.
So Spider-Man 3, did not like this movie at all. Terrible. Ditto with the next two on my list. Terminator Salvation. I thought this was a horrific movie. I thought it ruined Terminator. I thought that it made no sense and was stupid beyond belief. McGee should never make another movie again.
I really don't like McGee.
No. Did you like this movie?
Well, if I had to rate it, I'd probably give it a 2 out of 5. I didn't hate it at a 1 level, 1 being worse, of course. But, I mean, I like the Terminator. I like that world. And
yeah.
So I liked it for that sake. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
So do I, which is part of why I hated this movie, because I want to see good stuff come out of that world.
This is interesting. I was going to bring this up on Sci-Fi News a couple weeks ago, and I totally forgot. But, you know, of course they were going to do a trilogy with Christian Bale as John Connor.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, they couldn't because the company that owned the rights to it, was it MGM? I don't know. Whoever owned the rights to Terminator went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the rights were recently purchased by somebody else who's now going to reboot Terminator again.
Eh. Part of why I hated this movie so much is that I was always looking forward to seeing what happens when the war with the machines actually starts. This is where I wanted the franchise to go so bad, and I was so excited when I found out I was going there. And then it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was just awful. Next on the list, Iron Man 2.
Wait, before you move on. Oh, sorry, you already did. But let me just say this about Terminator.
Okay.
This is what I think would be cool. I watched Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah.
I'd like if they started doing movies based on that TV show. That was a good show, and were it... Oh, when it ended on a cliffhanger that was so awesome.
I quit watching it.
You should just watch the last movie. I can't remember, 3 or 4 episodes.
It was an okay series, but it wasn't great.
Check out Netflix. Watch the last, I can't remember how many, but...
I quit watching it, not because I didn't have access, but because I didn't like it.
So, I know, but I want you to see how it cliffhangers.
Okay.
Okay.
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, another one I can't agree with.
Yeah.
I like it.
I thought it was terrible. I thought it took... To me, this is kind of a double whammy, because not only did it attempt to ruin what the first Iron Man movie had established, but it made me less excited about the Avengers, too.
That's interesting.
I just thought that everything this movie did didn't work. Only thing I kind of liked in this movie was Sam Rockwell's character. He was pretty funny. Everything else in this movie just failed completely for me. It was a mess. It made no sense. It was stupid, and I hated it.
Disagree.
I think you're going to disagree with this next one, too, because a lot of people love this movie.
Okay.
I don't, and I don't get it. Spaceballs.
Oh, and I don't have any strong feelings about Spaceballs.
A lot of people do for some reason.
Okay.
It's only tier two because I don't whole out despise it, but I don't get Mel Brooks's humor that much. The only movie of his I really like is Young Frankenstein, which is hysterical. But Blazing Saddles, yawn. And Spaceballs, no thank you.
Whenever I think of Spaceballs, I picture the scene where they're combing the desert. I don't know. I think that's funny. I like
there's buttons. A few parts in it that are worth looking up on YouTube and that are pretty funny. But as a movie, it's a complete disaster. It's a mess. I hated this movie.
They recently made a cartoon about Spaceballs. I don't think it did very well.
Yeah. Next, I have two movies by Michael Bay.
Oh.
The Island.
Oh, The Island.
This was a bad movie.
You know, I have The Island, and I've been getting rid of some of my movies recently.
Why?
And I'm going back and forth, and that's because I like clones.
So?
I like clones, so I like The Island.
Have standards, man.
I like the theme.
No, this was a bad movie.
Okay, whatever.
It was just stupid. And then Armageddon.
Oh, Armageddon. Okay.
Armageddon is on my list for one simple reason. I was having a conversation with somebody in my small group this weekend who was a mutual friend of ours, Robin.
Oh, yes.
Yes. This is her favorite movie of all time.
Really?
And I was so disgusted by this that I had to put it on my list. This should not be anyone's favorite movie. Just because on a basic principle of being able to come here and say there is no reason Armageddon should be anyone's favorite movie of all time. This is a really bad movie. Even if you like seeing stuff blow up, this is a horrible, horrible film.
Interesting.
There's no defense for it. I brought up Roger Ebert's review of Armageddon because he has it listed as one of his least favorite movies of all time.
This would be good.
So I'm just wanting to read... a few excerpts from this. He says, "The movie is an assault on the eyes, the ears, the brain, common sense, and the human desire to be entertained. No matter what they're charging to get in, it's worth more to get out."
Oh my gosh.
That is so brilliant. Wow. "The few quote-unquote dramatic scenes consist of sonorous recitation of ancient cliches. Only near the end, when every second counts, does the movie slow down. Life on Earth is about to end, but the hero delays saving the planet in order to recite cornball farewell platitudes." That is vicious. Wow. And brilliant.
And accurate.
And accurate. Horrible movie. I hope you don't own this one.
I used to.
I'm ashamed
but
of you.
I you know, I'm cleaning up my bookshelf or movie shelf. I haven't owned this one for quite a while, if it makes you feel any better.
Okay.
I
sold it to Robin.
I think Robin has my copy.
Very nice. All right. I got three more quick ones here. Okay. Ian,
you're in tier two?
Tier two. Yep. Yes. iRobot with Will Smith.
I own iRobot.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I am so disgusted with you. Yeah,
we must have. I like Will Smith a lot.
Why?
What's not to like about The Fresh Prince?
He plays the same character. Will Smith can be a good actor when he stretches himself, but this is the, oh, hell no, Will Smith. And it's just, it's so stupid. He's playing the same character.
I like Will Smith, so I like the character he plays. Kind of like Will Ferrell plays the same character. I like that character, so I like his movies.
Yeah, but doesn't it get a little tiresome after a while?
Not Will Smith.
And this was a bad movie, too, because it took some great source material from Isaac Asimov and just ruined it. Horrible movie.
But I did learn the three laws.
Yeah, yeah. Those were brilliant because they're from Isaac Asimov. This movie has nothing to do with his brilliance. Don't see this movie. Temple of Doom.
Okay, I've seen this.
This is the only tier 2 movie that I own.
Okay.
Because I have the Indiana Jones box set. A lot of people hate Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I didn't love it, but it's nowhere near as bad as Temple of Doom.
I haven't even seen Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
It's bad, man.
Okay. Should I see it?
Sure, because it's Indiana Jones. And okay. You should see all the Indiana Jones movies, just as a good nerd.
Okay.
But Temple of Doom, nothing works in this movie. I mean, it's a disaster. I love Raiders of the Lost Ark. I love Last Crusade. This movie, Willie, the girl in it, is so obnoxious and just completely ruins the entire movie. The plot is stupid. The little kid running around Short Round is just idiotic.
Oh, he's from Goonies.
It's idiotic. This is a horrible movie. For as much as I love 1 and 3 in the series, this movie does not deserve to be called an Indiana Jones film. It is awful beyond belief.
I don't have any strong feelings about Indiana Jones, so okay. I accept your proposal of badness.
And then my final one, Van Helsing.
Oh, I should have wrote this down. I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, it's bad. I'd probably throw Troy in here, too, since that was the other one I added as a tier 2 movie.
Van Helsing, Van so Helsing bad. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of another one. Can I add it?
Go for it.
For some reason, I kind of grouped these together because I think they came out around the same time. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, you're on that one?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
That's a bad
Let's talk movie. About that on your when it gets to your tier.
Okay. But yeah, Van Helsing, it's just awful. I mean, there's really nothing to like about this movie. It takes a whole bunch of really cool source material and just ruins it.
Yeah, that's the same. Exactly. Same with the League. Okay, I know we don't want to talk about it too soon, but yeah.
Talk about it. That's fine.
It takes all this awesome... characters, all these awesome characters, and just screws it up big time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's uninteresting. It's
boring.
Yeah, which is the same thing as uninteresting.
So hated this movie.
Yeah.
I kind of liked the look of it. I mean, it had kind of cool set design and stuff throughout, but beyond that, stupid.
Ooh, this reminds me of another movie I don't like, actually, because Kate Beckinsale is in
Underworld.
Yeah, Underworld.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen the second one, and that was very
bad. Isn't there like 52 of them by now or something?
I think the only ones that she's in are 1 and 2, and the second one, bad, so don't say that either.
Very nice. All right, let's hear some more of yours.
Here's some that we've talked about in recent episodes. X-Men 3.
Yep. I didn't hate it, but I know I'm in the minority on that one.
I wish I had put together my very least favorite, because... I don't know if I put X-Men 3 on my list right now. I think about it because I like the X-Men in general. But this movie, so bad. So bad acting. The dialogue was probably the worst part, I'd say. Not necessarily the action. The dialogue was so bad, I just couldn't accept it.
You couldn't accept.
I couldn't accept.
I'm just picturing you in the movie. This is, I don't accept you. This is unacceptable.
Here's one that I'm almost positive you won't have on your list. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
They haven't seen it. Keanu Reeves, though.
I've seen this in the theater.
Oh, my gosh.
I was, okay, 1991. I was 9.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was, I mean, do you know the premise?
Isn't it two guys get stoned and go in a time travel or something like
that?
Well,
in the first one, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because this is the sequel. So in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, I think they use, is it a phone booth as a time travel device?
Which is kind of funny.
Okay, well, in the second one, I'm just going to read a description I got off of line. Off of line. Listen, okay. A tyrant from the future creates evil android doubles of Bill and Ted and sends them back to eliminate the originals. And then here's another brief description. American comedy series, the sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like the first film, it stars Keanu Reeves as Ted, Alex Winter as Bill, and George Carlin as Rufus. And in this movie, they go to heaven, hell, all over the place. The Grim Reaper is like their sidekick. In fact, the original working title of this movie was Bill and Ted Go to Hell.
Wow. Yeah. It should have been that if you watch this movie, it's like going to hell from the sounds of it. Yeah, I will never see that movie, but I'm glad that you took the hit so that we could warn our audience away from it.
Here's one from a little bit earlier in time, but also a character who I loved growing up. Do you remember He-Man?
Oh, not personally, but I know who He-Man, there was, Masters of the Universe.
I believe it actually started as an action figure series that got turned into an awesome cartoon. And then they made a horrible movie that's made my list called Masters of the Universe.
Yes, I know a little bit about it.
1987.
Because I watch, there's an internet series called The Nostalgia Critic.
Okay.
Where he goes and reviews old bad movies. It's absolutely brilliant. It's really R-rated too, so only watch if you're an adult. But if you are an adult, go check it out because it's amazing. And he reviewed this on there in one of his episodes. And he goes through and shows clips from it. And it looked beyond bad.
Really bad. And I didn't know this, and I didn't remember it, I should say. But Courtney Cox is actually in this movie.
Very nice.
So that is another one on my list.
Sweet.
I have more, but they're much less than you. Should we go to tier three?
Tier three. Here's where we start getting to really bad movies. Movies I never want to see again.
Okay.
And we're going to start out with Planet of the Apes, the remake.
Okay.
Yeah, which Skip already mentioned. Yeah. Marky Mark Wahlberg and the Monkey Bunch. I love that. Yeah. That's just a brilliant line. Thank you, Skip. Yeah, this was a bad movie. There's no reason to ever watch this movie.
What did you like the least about it?
It was boring. Okay. It was completely unengaging. And Mark Wahlberg is, for as amazing as he was in The Departed, is horrible in virtually every other movie he's ever been in. And he
what about
bad
wasn't
in this
he
movie.
Just didn't he just do very well in The Fighter?
I didn't see it.
I think he did well.
Hopefully he's good, but I'm not hopeful. I mean, it's.
Have you ever seen The Shooter?
No, but I've read the book.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg doesn't interest me.
Okay.
Though he was brilliant in The Departed, so go watch The Departed because it's a great, 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 great movie. But Planet of the Apes, horrible movie. Timeline.
Oh, I thought about putting this on my list, but I didn't think it was bad, but I can't believe you put it in tier, are we at two, three now?
Let me be clear on one thing here.
Okay.
My wife owns this movie.
Okay.
This movie is in my DVD case. I do not own this movie. I take no part in ownership of it. My wife owns this movie.
It's based on a book by
Michael Crichton.
Right.
It's a pretty good book. It's a horrible movie. This movie made no sense. It was pathetic. It was stupid. It was lame. It was other adjectives that mean the same as lame, pathetic, and stupid.
Yeah, because you keep the main argument you're using is that movies don't make any sense. I don't think I agree with all the things you're saying don't make sense. For example, well, I'll come back to it if I hear you say it again. But so what didn't make sense about Timeline? Let's start there.
Some of these I have not seen it recently enough to give you specific arguments. Basically, it was nothing like the book, and it was just a cheap, you know, stupid the book had a lot of really deep science in it, and it was very, very interesting read.
Okay.
I've read it a couple times, and it's a fascinating read. The book or the movie completely ignores all the fascinating parts of the book, changes a whole bunch of stuff, changes the characters to just make it a cheap adventure movie that is so boring. I hated it.
Okay. I saw it in the theater. Don't remember loving it or hating it. So.
Well, it gets extra bonus points for being a movie based on a book that I like.
Okay.
And then being terrible. So that knocks it down even farther.
That makes sense.
If I hadn't read the book, it would probably be tier two.
Okay.
But because I read the book and loved it, tier three. Next, a movie that is way too long, way too boring, and way too stupid. The Core.
Oh, this is funny. For some reason, I think of Core and Timeline together. I mean, were they released around the same time?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. When Andy and I were dating, she said she really enjoyed this movie, and we sat down to watch it. And after we finished, I made her agree to get rid of it because I hated it so much.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. While you were dating?
Yes.
Wow.
It was an awful, awful, awful movie. It was so boring. I told her there's no way I will ever watch this with you again because it was just crap.
This is crazy. I used to see a lot of movies at the theater. I saw this one in the theater, too. I've spent a lot of money on bad movies.
You have. This is just awful. I mean, there's nothing good about this movie. Hilary Swank, it's terrible.
In general.
Yeah. And especially in this movie. Okay. It's just, it's crap science. We're going to drill to the Earth's core. Please. That is stupid beyond belief. Okay. This movie just sucks. Star Trek, the motion picture, the first Star Trek movie.
I have that on my list.
So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Star Trek, the motion picture. Well, we've talked about it on the show.
We have.
But it came out in 1979, so it tried to capitalize, I think, off of
Star Wars.
But it was totally, totally different. And it didn't even ring true to the original series. It went a whole different direction, and I did not like this movie at all. And you've mentioned before, very boring.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Almost unviewable.
Yeah, it's unreal how dull this movie is. I mean, I know that Star Trek's supposed to be more scientific. It's not supposed to be nonstop action necessarily. That's fine. I don't need nonstop action. No. I need to stay awake. I don't need shots of Captain Kirk flying around the Enterprise for 5 straight minutes.
You've talked about this before. Give us another. How about Christy Alley being in it? That's bad.
Yeah. Well, then there's the other scene when they're flying into the big cloud or whatever it is. Where I forget. But they're flying into something major. And it's like 10 straight minutes of footage of just them looking out the window as they fly deeper and deeper into this thing. Yeah. It's like, somebody shoot me in the head. Pass the handguns because this movie needs to end one way or the other.
Now that I think about it, I can't even remember what it was really about. It was so bad. Was it about anything? Was there even a villain in the movie?
Not really. There was this giant cloud that was doing something that disrupted something that required them to go do something that bored us all to tears for about 3 hours.
Yeah, this is bad. Don't
horrible,
watch this.
Horrible, horrible movie.
Some of the other ones are good, but there's an argument that's made by people that every other
Star Trek, odd even.
Yeah, so all the even movies are...
Yeah.
Is that true? Oh, is that how it is?
The even movies are good. All the odd ones are bad. In fact, Dave, one of our listeners, put up on Facebook that as one of his least favorite movies, all of the odd-numbered Star Trek movies. So I thought that was pretty amusing.
That's funny.
Well done, Dave. Dreamcatcher.
Oh, I didn't think of this one, but you're right.
This is a bad movie.
This is based on a Stephen King book.
One of the worst Stephen King books ever written. And I like Stephen King, but this is really bad. There's just no reason to ever watch this movie. It's crap. Isn't Mark Wahlberg in this one, too?
I can't remember, but that sounds right.
I think he might be. Mark Wahlberg, you need to stop sucking.
Oh, poor Mark Wahlberg.
Another guy will never be able to get on the show.
Yeah.
Superman.
Oh, yeah, I should have known.
I hate this movie so much. I know I've said it, but I'm going to throw the challenge out there again.
Yeah,
No one has written in.
Yeah.
Tell me why this is a good movie. I want somebody who... I'm serious about this. If you love this movie, please send me an email. Ben@scifichristianpodcast.com.
Just any... I would like to read this myself, too. Yeah. Just any short description. Just try to win Ben over, because I don't hate Superman the way Ben hates Superman. Let's try to bring him to our side.
But it's not just the character. It's this movie.
Yeah.
You know, the whole I can read your mind, scene where they're flying, the spinning the Earth around, and Gene Hackman's portrayal of Lex Luthor. Those are the three things that just destroy this movie for him. Or I want to hear somebody defend this film. I don't get it. I hate this movie.
Ben, can I ask you something on the spot?
Yes.
It's about Superman.
Yes.
There is a recently released animated movie called All-Star Superman.
Yeah.
I heard this is one of the best comic books that came out about Superman. I am challenging you and me to watch it together and then do a special edition of the Sci-Fi Christian where we review it.
Sure, I'd be willing to do that. Right. I mean, that'd be cool. Okay. I'd be up for it. Right. I've heard it's good, and I'm in favor of good superhero movies.
Yeah.
So I would love to watch it and be surprised. Excalibur.
Excalibur. I don't think I've seen this.
King Arthur from the 1980s. It's really bad.
I haven't seen this.
I might have to take it off because I don't know if we actually finished it.
Okay.
I think we did, though. It was a really, really bad movie, though. Okay. I hated it. Equilibrium.
Haven't seen this.
This is a sci-fi movie that basically combines The Matrix and 1984 and rips both of them off. It's boring. It's just about having a bunch of stupid, mindless fight scenes with action that really isn't that great. A lot of people love this movie. I watched it and despised it. I thought it was trying to sound like it was really important and wound up saying absolutely nothing worthwhile. Don't ever watch this movie.
This reminds me of a movie. Speaking of trying to say something really important and being completely boring, a movie that you borrowed me, Ben, Sunshine.
Oh my gosh, don't you go there. Sunshine is one of my favorite movies.
I know. So Ben tells me this is one of my favorite movies. I take it home. This is so boring.
No, it's not. It's amazing. Sunshine is a great, great movie.
Depressing.
It has such deep things to say about God, about humanity's relationship with God. It's incredible.
I can never recommend this movie to anyone.
I'm going
to
sit you down. We're going to watch it together.
I'm not going to watch it ever again. I just added it to my list.
Oh my gosh, you are so wrong. I wrote it down. You are so wrong.
I hate
Sunshine is a great movie. I can't begin to tell you how much I love this movie.
About it.
Yes, everything in this movie
just
is great.
Two things that are good about it.
The fact that it's the whole metaphor of God and humanity that comes through in the movie is so powerful.
Not powerful. Okay, next.
The whole thing about sacrifice and then the final image of the movie of the sun coming back is just, oh my gosh, incredible. This movie really moved me big time.
Yeah, it was nice that they saved the day in the end. And anybody likes sacrifice, but, good.
This movie is extremely powerful.
So boring.
Watch it. Matt is wrong.
I would have never watched it if it wasn't for Ben recommending it to me. I don't even have anything here that would make that sound. Anyways, don't watch this movie. Sunshine.
No,
horrible.
Don't watch it. Matt is so wrong on this. It is one of the best movies ever made.
Are you done with your cheer yet?
No, I'm not. No. But interrupt
it. Just kidding.
Men in Black 2.
Okay, I've seen this.
Really bad. Really, really bad.
They're coming out with a third one.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay.
The first Men in Black movie wasn't great. The second one was beyond terrible. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Let's talk about that.
So much potential here.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love it if they would try to redo this.
It had freaking Sean Connery.
I know. This could have been great.
How can you make a bad movie if you have Sean Connery in it?
It's hard to do, and they did it.
Yeah.
Besides Sean Connery, let's think about what characters they had. They had Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yep.
They had
Captain Nemo.
Didn't they have... Was there a Frankenstein character? Or am I thinking of...
I think you're thinking of Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. They had a lot of these classic horror characters all together on a team.
Yeah, it's based on a graphic novel that's supposed to be pretty great.
Who's the graphic novel by? Is it Alan Moore?
Alan Moore, yeah.
Okay. Alan Moore of Watchmen fame.
Yeah. He's a great writer. Absolutely. Do you know about Alan Moore?
I know about him.
We should do an episode on Alan Moore.
All right.
Because this guy worships a snake god.
In real life?
Yes.
Okay, let me write this down. We're going to have to research Alan Moore.
Go read his Wikipedia page. It's the freakiest thing you've ever read.
Hey, let's do it soon, because I'm interested in learning about this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, listeners, prepare yourself. We're going to be doing an episode of Alan Moore within the next three episodes.
And how messed up he is.
So read up on Watchmen. What else did he do? League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
V for Vendetta.
I love V for Vendetta.
From Hell.
Oh my gosh, we should watch the movie before we do that.
Okay.
Because I've seen it and you have not.
Have you seen From Hell?
I haven't.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so coming up soon, an Alan Moore episode.
Yeah, but seriously, the guy worships a snake.
Weird.
No, not it's like a snake puppet or something like that. It's unbelievable how weird this is. And the guy worships a snake puppet.
All right, coming soon.
Check it out. We'll get to all of that. And then my final entry on here. This one is borderline tier 4, and it was nominated for Best Picture a couple years ago.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Just kidding.
I have no idea why people love this movie.
Okay.
The Curious Case of Benjamin's Butthole.
I own this movie.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I am so disgusted with you right now.
It makes me feel
better.
This was a gift from somebody, so...
Okay. What's your opinion of the movie?
I guess I enjoyed it as a storytelling... I mean, I liked the way the story was told. I liked how it unfolded, but I would never want to watch it again. thus bringing me to my next point. Does anybody in the audience want my copy of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
We should have a contest to give it away. We should gather all the bad movies we have and have a contest.
This is a good idea. It would actually cost us money, though, for shipping.
That's okay. We'd get rid of our bad movies.
All right. So here's the movie. This is the movie, the first one. I would like to give to you, listeners, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's used by me, Matt Anderson.
Well, let's come up with a good idea for a contest, and we'll announce it when we come back.
Let's announce it right now.
I don't have a good idea.
The contest is something to do with Alan Moore.
No.
Okay.
We'll figure it out when we get back.
All right, fine.
Or we'll put it up on Facebook or something.
Good thinking.
But you'll have a chance.
So what don't you like about this movie? Because, like I said, I wouldn't want to watch it again, but I didn't. I don't see
it was
what's hateable.
One of the most boring movies I've ever seen in my life. First of all, it was 3 hours long.
It was long.
It was long, and you felt the. It felt like it was 30 hours long. I mean,
well, it chronicles one man's entire life.
Yeah, so does Forrest Gump, and Forrest Gump's a freaking great movie.
I love Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Second thing, it's totally perverted.
You have
a 10-year-old boy going to prostitutes, and then you have when he's a young man getting a jiggy with it with an old woman, and it's totally perverted.
I'm not saying this is not true. I don't remember those scenes exactly, but I believe you.
Yeah, when he's a 10-year-old and he's an old man at that
point. He's not really 10.
His maturity level is 10 years old, and he's going to prostitutes in the movie.
Okay.
The movie's horribly perverted.
Interesting. I kind of don't remember that. It's actually only based on a short story. Yeah. So they really took a lot of...
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, they went their own direction.
Normally, I don't get too bent out of shape about content in movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, you know, we're adults and either watch it or if it's going to bother you, don't watch it. Yeah. This movie really bothered me with how perverted it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought it was really sick and twisted.
Yeah, it didn't bother me that way. But I don't know. I mean, I guess... Oh, I'm surprised that you hate it so much.
The acting, Brad Pitt was okay. Cate Blanchett was terrible in this movie. David Fincher's a pretty good director. I didn't think his direction was good. The makeup was obviously spectacular. The special effects were great. The movie was just dull, perverted, sick, twisted. No one should ever see it.
Twisted? That's a little strong.
No, 10-year-old boys with prostitutes? That's twisted.
I don't really remember that exact scene, but okay.
You should rewatch
it. I probably won't rewatch it.
Because it's so messed up.
Go back and watch a 10-year-old with a prostitute.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I
mean, this is, it's like you're watching, it doesn't matter that he's an old guy at this point. It's that you're watching, we're supposed to, like, be entertained by this?
Instead of us watching it, wouldn't it be better if our listeners could have it for free?
Yeah, so this movie that we just talked about how perverted it is can be yours if you win our contest.
Talon,
you're not allowed to enter this contest. all right, let's hear some more of yours.
All right, I think I'm going to probably wrap up my list as we go into your final
tier. Then we will get to the
tier.
Worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst.
Here's one I really hate. So, I mean, if I was going to actually pick of this list the ones that I like the least, this would be on my list. AI.
I like this movie.
Okay. I remember, let me set the stage, 2001. There lots of hype about this new Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah,
and
I thought it was pretty good.
And so I went there with high expectations. And you know how it is when you have high expectations and it doesn't really play out like you think it's going to. It ends up being even worse.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. And it was actually, I'm going to spoil the ending. It was actually confusing to me on what exactly happened. When I saw the ending where he gets rescued out of the little ship in the water, I thought aliens had come to Earth.
I don't remember it that well.
Okay, so these alien-looking things with like the long bodies and I think they had big heads. They kind of rescue him and they bring his mom back to life for like one day from a hair that was on his little doll. Does this sound familiar to you at all? Like one of her...
Vaguely.
Okay. So I always thought it was aliens, but it was not aliens. I read not a review, but kind of a synopsis of it. Turns out that the AIs had evolved in such a way that they actually became more human-like, humanoid, you could say. And so at the end, he's actually rescued by basically robots, essentially. And it's so dumb.
I didn't love the movie.
It's dumb. It's horrible.
But I'd watch it again.
I would never watch it. I just told you, you like Sunshine, so I guess whatever.
Sunshine is a seriously amazing movie.
I'm going to start to round out my list. Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
1986.
But yeah, I've seen a Nostalgia Critic episode of it, and it's pretty bad.
Listen to this description. A sarcastic humanoid duck is pulled from his home world to Earth, where he must stop an alien invader.
Yeah.
This is based on a comic book that I would never want to read, I don't think.
No.
I think it's a Marvel character. And finally, the last one that I have on my list is... This is not like... It's not even my number one. I'm randomly picking it. Lost in Space, the 1988 remake of the classic show that I loved growing up.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, this is totally justifiable.
Yeah, starring Joey from Friends. But here, listen to these two actors that are in it that are actually good. William Hurt and Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah, great actors.
So... This movie was very, very bad. Oh, Mimi Rogers is in it. One of the reasons it's on my list is, like I said, I loved the 60s show. I watched it a lot in reruns when I was growing up. So I was excited for this movie. It came out and was so bad.
Yeah, so, I've heard horrible things about it. I never want to see it.
I hope that they remake the show, though, at some point. Because I just want to go watch the show.
Okay, just go find the DVDs.
Did you ever watch Lost in Space?
No.
I think you'd like it.
Doesn't really interest me.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, it looks cheesy.
It is cheesy, but that's the 60s. It's cool. Right. Same reason I like Batman.
These actually, I'm looking at my list, and these probably go in order here.
Okay.
And this was unintentional on my part, but I think as I'm looking at my list of these, the final six in the bottom tier, I think these go from best to worst. Best being very, very loose usage of that word.
Okay.
So we'll start out with The Happening that I have talked about.
Yeah.
This is the best movie in tier four, which gives you a hint as to what's to come. Yeah.
You just told me you think it's one of the worst movies of all time.
It is.
And these other ones are worse than that?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single... I mean, Mark Wahlberg argues with the tree, as I've said before. He argues with a plastic tree in this movie. And then there are several scenes of Mark Wahlberg running in terror from grass. Yeah. This is a movie you should see. I'm going to recommend everyone go out and watch this because it's unbelievable how bad it is. And the idea of Mark Wahlberg running from grass is hysterical.
It is hysterical.
So people need to go see this movie just for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but really, really bad movie. Alien Resurrection.
I, as you know, have not seen any of the Alien
this
movies.
One makes me a little sad.
Because you loved it. You loved the other ones.
I love Aliens. I don't like Alien 3. Hate Alien Resurrection. The other reason it makes me sad, Joss Whedon helped write the script.
Oh, really?
It was one of his early movies. And, yes, sir.
Speaking of that, what about the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No, but he hates that one, too.
Okay.
And he actually doesn't like Alien Resurrection. I mean, people have read his original script, and they say that the director really twisted it, so I'm going to say this is not Joss Whedon's fault. But it still makes me sad that a movie that has Joss Whedon's name in the credits is on my worst ever list.
Did you know, I just learned this week, that Joss Whedon was one of the original people that was working on X-Men 1?
No,
but
I didn't know that.
It was totally rewritten before it actually got released.
I bet it would have been better.
Yeah, it would have been better, but there are a few lines that are actually still in that he wrote, and they're jokes, like they're kind of Buffy-esque.
Yeah.
But they fall flat because they've rewrote the other people's lines.
Yeah.
So I just learned that this week. So
that's awesome. Interesting. I'll have to look that up. You know, he wrote Toy Story.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is just an incredible movie. So this is not Joss Whedon's fault, but it still makes me sad. Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Okay, not surprised.
Yeah. This one kind of launched the original version of I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
3 hours. Yeah. It is 3 hours of nonsensical... I can't say the next word because we're a family show.
I'm watching this movie
it
pretty soon.
It is so bad.
I can't wait to watch Pirates again.
I hate this movie. There is nothing redeeming about it. There is no reason to ever subject yourself or anyone you know to this experience. Your worst enemies should not be forced to watch Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
I disagree. So for the record, I disagree.
Fine. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, this is a good one. This is bad.
This is bad.
How could they corrupt such a fine
video game? I love Mario.
Yeah. The game or the...
Oh, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
I've played like every Mario game.
Oh, me too. Of course.
No, you haven't.
What are you talking about?
Have you played Super Mario Galaxy?
Oh, you're going to bring all these new updated ones? I'm talking about the classic.
Okay, every game means every game,
dude. I'm talking
about
1, 2, 3, and then...
Super Mario World, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy...
Sunshine?
And Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Okay, I have not played every game.
The most recent ones are, like, the best.
I've played all the classic ones.
Love Mario. Mario's so incredible.
All right.
And this was a horrible, horrible, horrible movie.
Definitely horrible.
Yeah, never see this movie. It has nothing to do with the series. I mean, it basically takes the characters and just twists them, and it was pathetic.
And it's funny because, you know, they're the Super Mario Brothers. And they so there's Luigi Mario and Mario Mario.
Yeah, we find out Mario's last name in this movie, the big secret we've always wanted to know, and his last name is Mario.
It actually makes sense. Super Mario Brothers.
It's pathetic. It's so stupid. Number or not the number two one okay. As we're counting down, if we weren't doing a countdown before, but I guess okay. We are now. Battlefield Earth.
Okay, so you did put it on the list.
Yes, Battlefield Earth. I actually kind of like the book.
Okay.
The book is decent.
And this is by the guy who created Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard. Okay. Yes, who created Scientology. The book is not great. It is not a work of art. I would not necessarily recommend it, but for what it is, it's mildly entertaining.
Is it Scientology propaganda? The movie? Or, I mean, the book?
If you read it and you didn't know about Scientology, you would not read it as propaganda. If you know a lot about Scientology, you'd see stuff in there.
Okay.
But it's not like you're not going to come away convinced to go join the Church of Scientology if you read it. Okay. So no concerns on that front. Just not a super great read, but it's decent. You know, it's a decent adventure movie. I've read it a couple times and I liked it. The movie is horrible. I mean, there's just no words for how bad this movie is. The acting is awful. John Travolta is ridiculous. The camera shots, like all the camera shots are at this weird angle constantly. So yeah. You're constantly kind of doing this. I'm tilting my head. Yes. I'm tilting my head right now at an odd, uncomfortable angle. This movie is messed up. The makeup is terrible. The effects are terrible. There's a scene. This takes place like 1,000 years in the future. And there's a scene where they discover army jets. Mm-hmm. These are like nomadic humans
yeah.
who have no access to the technology. They've never experienced technology in their life. They find jets in this movie and like fighter jets. And not only are they able to start them up and still have them work 1,000 years in the future, They're able to fly them perfectly and attack the aliens with these jets. Even though these are nomadic people who have never seen technology in their life.
Well,
that's a plot hole.
Yeah, that's a plot hole.
This movie's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, I will never watch it based on everybody's recommendation that's ever seen it ever.
But it's not the worst science fiction movie ever made.
Ben, what is the worst one?
Batman and Robin.
I left this off my list because I knew you were going to say it. Did I say it? I didn't say it earlier.
You didn't say it, but it needs to be on your list.
Yeah, I mean, it's here. I crossed it off. I knew it was coming up, but Batman and Robin. So this is your number one least favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Another one I own. So all the movies you hate, well, you knew I owned that. It's not a surprise.
Yeah, and I'm really ashamed of you for knowing it. You own a lot of movies on my list.
I know. It's crazy, huh?
I'm kind of ashamed of you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We have some differing opinions.
We do. But for the most part, we agree that these are terrible movies. Batman and Robin should never be seen by anyone.
I've never watched the whole thing. I'm going to watch it.
Really?
Soon. By the next episode, I'll watch it. Whoa, your microphone just fell.
Gosh.
I've never even seen it do that before.
I shouldn't have been twisting that knob. you should do a sci-fi Christian review.
Okay, I will, but I'll wait till you get back.
Because I'm not watching this with you.
I'll watch it, and then we can talk about it, and you can react.
Maybe I'll watch it with you. Right. We should have a really bad movie night.
Wait, this could be one of our first commentaries. We still haven't done this thing we keep talking about.
Okay.
All
right. I'm not sure I can make it through without throwing up, but...
I printed off a review.
He has a bat credit card.
Yeah, listen to this. This is not all appropriate, but I'm just going to read it. I found this online. Bat nipples.
Yep.
Bat ice skates. I'm skipping this part. Arnold as Mr. Freeze with ice puns. Alicia Silverstone, Uma Thurman camping it up. Batman and Robin was so bad that it almost completely destroyed the superhero genre of films.
Yep. We talked about this movie a lot in our superhero episode, yeah. So I won't belabor the point, but this is seriously the worst science fiction movie ever made.
It is so bad that George Clooney is rumored to be willing to give anyone their money back for going to see it if you run into him in person.
If I ever meet George Clooney... Even though I was 11 years old or something and my dad paid for the movie, I'm going to ask for the money back for this film.
Yeah, that's funny. So, anyways.
I'm going to ask him to cut my dad a check for the $5. Money. $5, yes.
Ben, that's a very fair list that you put together there.
All right, let's quickly, because we are running a bit low on time.
Yes.
Let's quickly hear some of the movies that everyone else hates but you love.
All right. Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
Because the first one...
You have five?
I have five.
I also have five.
I added actually a few along the way, but let's just all try to keep it up around five.
Okay.
My first one, and I really feel strongly about this. You had mentioned earlier how you're a completist.
Yes.
I am also a completist in this area. The Planet of the Apes. I really like the 2001 remake. Your jaw has dropped in shock.
I have nothing to say.
Okay.
This is a...
I know it's weird. I know it's messed
and
up.
And you didn't like Sunshine.
Let me set the stage.
You like this movie, but not Sunshine.
I knew this remake was coming out, and I'd never seen the classic Planet of the Apes, right? I might have mentioned this on the show before, but I rented all of them in one weekend, watched them straight through, and then shortly after saw this remake. It was really enjoyable to watch all these. And so, as a completist, I also bought... So I own this movie, I own all the classic movies, and I own the short-lived Planet of the Apes television series.
You're messed up.
I love Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god!
So let's talk specifically about the Tim Burton remake, because that's the one that I put on my list as one that most people hate and I like. I know it was weird. I know the ending kind of was bad, but I thought it was interesting. For what it was worth, I enjoyed it.
Okay, you're wrong, but okay. All right, one of mine on here. I'm going to save the one I actually listed first for last because I think that will be the most controversial. The four, I see serious flaws with four of them, but I still like them.
Okay.
There is one on here that most people hate and I think is actually a legitimately great movie.
Okay.
So Matrix Revolutions, we'll start there. That's not saving the legitimately great one for last. But Matrix Revolutions, I actually liked a lot more than Reloaded. I thought the action was great. I see the problems with the movie. The ending was kind of what?
Yeah.
But overall, really enjoyed this movie. I think that there's some great themes that it has to say, too.
I can't disagree at all. I love all Matrix movies, except for I don't really like the Animatrix.
Yeah.
I didn't really like... The thing I hate the most about the Matrix sequels is all the stuff with Zion. Anything there seems to be bad.
Yeah, but there's some pretty sweet battle scenes in Revolutions.
Revolutions is better in Zion than the first or than in Reloaded. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with this choice.
Okay, let's hear your next one.
Next one, a movie called, I don't know if you've even seen this. It's called Reign of Fire.
No, I really want to though, because I love dragons.
Yeah, I love dragons too, and this movie was super awesome. I saw it and I was compelled to try to write a screenplay for a prequel because they get right into the action after telling a mini origin.
Yeah.
And there's years of stuff they don't explain. I would like to see what happened in the in-between years of Reign of Fire. Anyways.
I think I would actually enjoy this movie if I saw it.
Own this one if you want to borrow it.
I want to borrow it. Yeah. I'm serious. Because I don't think I would watch it and go, oh, that's a great movie. I think I would come away that would be like, ooh, I love dragons.
I would like to watch it. I'd like to watch it with you because I've seen it numerous times. I really like it. This is almost of the movies I have on my list of ones that most people hate. This is my favorite movie of the ones that people don't like.
Nice. My next one, which I've talked about before, so I won't mention it a lot, is Daredevil. I think this is actually a pretty great movie. Like Michael Clark Duncan in it a lot. Don't like Jennifer Garner in it a lot. There's a lot in this movie that is flawed.
Take that back. Don't ever talk about Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this. And again, you don't like her acting. You like her outfit.
What? No, I do like her acting.
No. We've established the reasons you like Jennifer Garner in this movie.
Next.
No, I won't belabor the point because I've talked about it in previous episodes, but I like Daredevil quite a bit.
I didn't like it quite a bit. I liked it just enough to not hate it.
Okay.
All right. My next... almost all these are on your list. I liked Armageddon.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I told you before I used to own it. Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't... I'm not saying it's my favorite movie. I'm just saying... I liked it, and other people tend to hate it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, but you see, it's not a great movie.
I know it's not a great movie.
And you agree that Robin is kind of whack to say this is the best movie ever made.
I would never say it's the best movie ever made. Because this top five are not the best movies. They're just ones that I think are good that most people don't like.
Yeah, okay.
So, Armageddon.
My next one is Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, don't spoil this.
Okay.
Because I have it, and I haven't watched it.
This movie starts out pretty bad.
Okay.
The dialogue is bad. The acting isn't great. And then little by little, it really turns brilliant. And by the end, the first half of this movie, I didn't really like. The second half of this movie, I loved. I thought it was really powerful and incredible. So I won't say anything more than that.
Thank you.
But I'll be curious to see what your reaction is. And I'd even be interested in sitting down and watching it again. I really enjoyed this movie.
Okay. Sounds good. My next one on my list, that some people really don't like is Terminator 3.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was great.
Yeah, I liked it. I even liked Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there.
Sure.
So that's my list.
How can you have a Terminator movie without Arnold? Yeah.
Well, they have.
Yeah, I know. And it made my hated movies. So there you go.
Do you remember how Terminator 3 ended?
Yes. I love the ending.
That's a great ending. And it sets up. It actually does set up Salvation in a sense.
Yeah.
But they dropped the ball.
To me, that's the reason I couldn't hate this movie. Even though, like, the first half of this movie was a complete retread of the previous Terminator movies, yeah. And it was boring and dumb. The second half of this movie actually got really good, and the ending was fantastic.
Yeah, a great ending. So, yes. All right.
My next one, Vanilla Sky.
Oh,
I know.
You know I hate this one.
I know. And I really have no defense.
Okay.
But I really liked this movie when I saw it.
All right. I just
I don't have a defense. I understand why people don't like it. I understand all of that. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
My feelings are, I mean, what I was going to say is why I don't like it is all feelings based. It's emotional. It makes me feel creepy. It makes me, I don't know. It makes me feel bad.
I have no defense. I understand it. But I enjoyed the movie. What can I say?
All right. Let's see. Where will I go next? Independence Day.
Okay. I mean, this isn't a terrible movie.
No, I like this one. Yeah. But some people just talk horribly about it. I liked it. Maybe not all the parts are the best. Sure, there's plot holes. I like Independence Day.
All right. And then do you have a few others? Because I want to end with my last one because I really want to make the case for this.
Okay.
Give me a few others.
A few others. Signs. Some people hate Signs. Oh.
That shouldn't be on a movie I think a lot of people love this.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Signs is one of my favorite movies.
It's my favorite.
This is a really powerful film.
Yeah.
There are some plot holes, but the movie isn't about aliens. It's about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't care that there's some plot holes around the aliens because that's not what the movie's about. It's an incredible film.
I like it too.
And I want to do an episode on it sometime.
The whole episode on Signs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's that powerful.
And I added, while we were talking, Transformers 1 and 2. Some people don't like them. I do like them.
Okay.
And I think that completes all the movies I prepared for this episode.
All right. Here's the one I want to make the case for. Everyone hates this movie. I love it. Solaris, the George Clooney remake.
Yeah. I have seen this in the theater again. Oh, man.
And did you... What was your opinion?
Boring. I didn't hate it. I have no feelings about it. I don't even want to think about it anymore.
Can I tell you something that's going to make you love it?
Sure.
I'm forgetting his name. Who was the character wasn't Lost. It had the one guy who was kind of twitchy.
Oh, yeah, Faraday.
Yes, Faraday.
The character that he plays in that movie is Faraday.
Yeah. I really, really think this is a deep movie. I think there's a lot going on in it. There's a lot to analyze. It has some really powerful things to say. I love this movie. I own it, and I think it's fantastic. And I don't get why people hate it.
What do you like about it?
I think that the things it has to say about life and death, and then all of a sudden, you know, so he gets to the planet, and then the planet starts doing all these things and messing with your mind, and the planet basically forces you to face your wounds and your issues from the past and deal with this stuff, and just everything, the psychological and spiritual implications of what's going on in that space station there. And then, you know, the ending where it's kind of ambiguous as far as what's going on and the nature of reality. And there's a lot of really deep stuff in this movie that I loved.
Okay. I won't fight against you on this one because I don't remember it very well. But when I think of it, I think boring.
When I loved it so much, I went back and read the original novel, mm-hmm. which was written in the 50s by a Polish science fiction author. And it was really good. This is a great film and you should see it and give it a second chance if you hated it.
Okay.
All right. So I want to quickly read... we had a few other people comment here and give us some movies. Joy mentioned Battlefield Earth, which we've already talked about. And then I'm trying to find our post, and I'm not doing it. You talk for a second.
All right. Well, I'm prepared. No, I think...
Okay, you don't have to talk anymore.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I was going to pick up something.
This is Dave's list, and he just listed them off. Jurassic Park 3. The Lawnmower Man. I didn't mind Jurassic Park 3. I thought that was okay. Any of the new Transformers movies?
I was going to say, I also don't mind any of the Jurassic Parks. I like them. I never saw Lawnmower Man.
And neither did I. Time Cop. Didn't see it. The odd-numbered Star Trek movies.
That's funny.
The David Lynch Dune movie.
Okay, so I've never read Dune or seen the movies.
Yeah. Read the book. The movies are crap.
Okay.
Waterworld, which I have not seen.
Oh, my gosh. That's on my list. I missed it.
Oh.
Yeah, Waterworld. This one, like Battlefield Earth, people said so many bad things about it.
Yeah.
That this is...
You had to go see it.
Actually, I didn't even go see it. It was... You know how sometimes at Walmart they have like those $5 bins?
Yeah.
I picked it up.
You bought it?
Yeah, I don't own it anymore, thank goodness. But yeah,
This episode has made me really ashamed of you. You own so many crappy movies, yeah, man.
I know. I'm trying to clean it up. But anyways.
Shame on you.
So Waterworld, I don't own it anymore, for the record. But yeah, this is as bad as everybody says. Very, very bad. Very bad.
Yes.
I need to go through my movies before you visit me the next time.
Congo, which is another Michael Crichton.
I saw that years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Aliens versus Predator, never saw that one.
Me either. But I saw a trailer for it, and even though I haven't seen any Predator or any Alien movies, the trailer looks kind of cool. Is it? Don't they like fight in a pyramid or something?
Something like that. Yeah. I'm sure it's terrible. Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, that was on Skip's list.
Demolition Man. I don't know anything about that.
That's Sly Stallone and Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I've heard of the movie, never.
And Sandra Bullock, I think.
Okay, it's probably terrible. Okay. Powder.
Oh, Powder. I remember this. Never saw it, but I know it's about like a bald albino.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up later. And Aragon.
Never saw it, but I know it's like based on a kid's
series of books. The book and was not a fan.
Is it young adult books? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
But it's kind of impressive because the kid was like 14 when he wrote it.
Okay.
Which is cool.
A 14-year-old wrote the book?
Yeah.
Wow, that is cool.
But it's not very good.
Oh, not as cool.
Yeah. So I think that... I know when Skip originally mentioned this topic on our wall, Candy had put up Knowing on there. It's one of her worst movies, which is why it had to be on my list, because I wanted to defend it, because I really enjoyed that movie. But yeah, that's a lot of bad movies we have now covered.
Wow. So I guess our advice to the listeners are, don't see any of these movies.
Don't see any of these movies.
We just saved you hours. If one of your friends says, hey, let's check out Lost in Space from 98.
Yes.
Do not watch it.
All right, Matt, we got a couple quick pieces of listener feedback, then we got to get out of here so that I can resume packing for Israel. But I do want to get to this listener feedback because it refutes you.
Oh, not this. I read all this. Oh, man. There was actually quite a bit of listener feedback about this issue.
No one agrees with you, and I'm glad.
So last week, if you were listening, you heard me. Just throw it out there. I'm not saying I believe this, but I just said, based on the common definition of zombies, is it possible Jesus is a zombie?
And I want to start by reading what Colin has to say here. Oh, one final thing for Matt. Zombies are reanimated, dead with no soul or conscious thought process, and live is in quotes, for one purpose, to harm the living. Yeah, that sounds like Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus was resurrected, not reanimated, still possessed a soul, and existed for good and the betterment of the living. I think just on that score, you will find a major difference.
Yes, Colin, like I said, Ben had forwarded this to me. I appreciate what you said. You're totally right. I need to email you. I'm going to email you from my own email address and stop letting Ben do all the talking to you guys.
Okay. I haven't actually emailed him back outside of the first time because we've just been responding on the air.
Okay.
Talon writes, firstly, I think that Matt's point about zombie Jesus has no basis in reality.
All right.
When they find the tomb empty, they see Jesus' folded clothes. I personally have never heard of a zombie that can fold clothes.
All right. So Jesus was not a reanimated corpse. He is officially the savior of the world.
Yes. We had a few other refutations of you on Facebook, but not to belabor the point, because we've already established that your point has no basis in reality. You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
So it's official.
And I want you to publicly admit it.
I publicly want, before our entire audience and Jesus himself.
You need to get on your knees for this one.
I just want to say, I understand you're not a zombie god. And I'm sorry that I even brought it up.
Yep. Okay. I feel better now.
Okay.
But the other thing I did want to mention here is Colin also in his email had a good idea for an episode. We did our top five messianic figures and demonic figures, and Colin suggested that we go through science fiction movies and pick out angels that are present in science fiction movies and do an episode on angels.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
And I thought, I don't know if I know enough ones that actually have angels in them, but we could do angels or angelic figures or demons or demonic figures.
What about guardian angel figures?
Yeah, kind of a counterpart to our messianic devil figure. I don't know if we want to do it soon because we might want a little time to pass between the messiahs and devils one, but I really like this idea of looking at angels and demons and sci-fi and fantasy. Great idea, Colin, and we will for sure do it at some point.
Yes.
Probably in the relatively near future, but I don't want to do it too soon just because we just did the Messiahs and Devil One. It might be a little bit of overlap with that one.
That sounds fair.
But great, great stuff. So here's what I'm thinking for next week. Because I don't want to leave everybody with nothing, but obviously we're not going to have any content because I'm in Israel.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to recommend people do. If you haven't done so yet, go out and track down Dr. Horrible and watch it.
Oh, good.
Because this is 40 minutes. It's about the length of, you know, it's half less than one of our episodes. Exactly. So it's going to be less time. You do have to watch it. But if you have Netflix, it's on instant for free. Mm-hmm. Go watch this movie. I want to do a Dr. Episode, a Horrible episode really, really soon. Okay. So I want everybody to use the next week when we are not on the air to go do your research, watch Dr. Horrible, and then email us at feedback@scifichristianpodcast.com or call us at
612-4121-SFC.
Yes, and let us know what you think about this movie, both in terms of its quality and some of its philosophical themes.
So SFC as in Sci-Fi Christian.
You got it.
Ben, I love that you did that for the phone number. Hey, one more thing I want to say. Besides watching Dr. Horrible, this might be a good time to catch up on the Stand read-along.
Yes, if you have not been on the Stand read-along, you can go to our website, scifichristianpodcast.com.
And yep, I went on there today just to go see how easy it was to find. It's right on the front of our page right now. Well, you have to scroll down a few of our entries, but it's right there. And then,
you know what? I will put it on a widget. I'll put the link to it on a widget on the sidebar so that you don't have to scroll anymore.
Good. And also, if we mentioned Alan Moore, I mean, it might be a good time for people, if you have any graphic novels at home, catch up. We're going to be talking about him relatively soon.
And one final recommendation I want to throw out there. If you have already seen Dr. Horrible or just don't want to watch it because you're dumb. Oh. because seriously, it's amazing.
That's good.
Go out and check out The Guild. The Guild is another web series, and you can see the first three seasons on Netflix Instant. Every season's only like 40 minutes or an hour long. It is hysterical. It is adults only. It's more R-rated than Dr. Horrible is, but it is brilliant, brilliant humor. The basic premise is it's about a group of people who are playing a World of Warcraft-esque game who have no lives and are completely socially incompetent, and then they start to meet in real life. And I'm not a World of Warcraft fan, but just nerddom in general gets absolutely spoofed in this series. It's incredibly funny.
I'll probably check it out. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, for sure check out the first season. First season's only 40 minutes long, and it is amazing. Has Felicia Day in it, who is Penny in Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, you should check it out.
Sounds good.
All right, Matt, do we have anything else we need to say before we head out tonight?
Ben, I think that is all from here.
Yes, that is all from here, and I will soon be in Israel, and I will maybe film a video reporting on all the sci-fi-esque things I see in Israel.
That's perfect.
Like when Jesus teleported up into heaven.
Excellent. Well, that's all for everybody. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
See you in a couple weeks.
Signing off.